Right. So officially, here we are. Welcome to the Art of Channeling Collective. This is our sixth meeting in this series. And it's just nice to meet with all of you once again. there's something new and different for tonight that'll be interesting to see how this goes. As you all know, whether it's from, you know, infinite possibilities or this, you know, I just turn myself over and say, okay, what do you want to talk about? What's next? It's not coming from my imagination or my thoughts or thinking this should be what we do next. So as I was tuning into the High Council of Orion in the last couple of days, this is what came through, and I'm not going to share it right now. We'll let them talk about it. No, that's totally a tease, isn't it? But but we'll get into it in a few minutes. And let me just make sure that I want to just verify that I turned the sounds off. Yes, I did on my computer. All right. So as always, let's just start with any celebrations, any sharing, any sort of questions at large that want to come up or be asked. And we'll start with that as always. And then we'll go into a message from the High Council of Orion. What's been going on in your channeling world since doesn't it feel like a long time ago that we met? I think, you know, because last month, I think, was one of those months where, you know, we had that little bit of extra time. So I think it was 5 weeks instead of four. I have to go back and look, but it feels like a long time ago since we met, for me at least. Yeah, looks like Andrea feels the same way. Hi, Reet, welcome. You made it. So does anyone have any thoughts or reflections on how your channeling is going? What do you notice? What's happening with it? What are you using it for? How is it supporting you? Reek, please go ahead, and then Carol.
I'm just noticing, I haven't been practicing much because we've been a slur of family, but things are just popping up and kind of visuals that I wouldn't even be expecting, or just when we're doing a sphere, this energy starts pouring in and it's like, oh, cool. Sphere energy, you know, filling the energy up with filling the sphere up with energy to send, as well as whatever we're imagining. So it's kind of sneaking in.
Okay.
Which is cool.
Yeah, thank you. Carol, you're next.
I'm finding channeling coming in from unexpected place. Well, maybe not so unexpected, but in like my everyday life, like there was a situation with my son and his family, and I was kind of thinking, oh, they, you know, they didn't do this, they didn't do that, but I kept my mouth shut, kind of. and then a couple days later, I was like thinking about it, you know, it was like occupying my mind, and all of a sudden it was like both my mom and dad popped in. And they told me, don't you think we felt the same way when you were moving all those times or changing directions? And we chose not to interfere with your life because of the experience you must have needed to gain. And you saw how happy your son was when he heard about this job offer. Do you want to crush his spirit? I mean, they were just like, whoa, okay, okay. I get it.
Wow. And powerful.
Yeah. And thank you for sharing that with me. So to get it from both sides, that was like, because I haven't had my dad come in that often. My mom, yes. My dad, not so much. And so that was really okay. You know, so they're right there. And I didn't expect it. So, yeah. So it's whoever is popping in.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because you're more open, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else want any to share anything? Or, you know, obviously this is a time for support too. If there's something that you feel like you need support with, or it's not going well, or you're getting doubtful, whatever that might be. Yeah, Andrea.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I feel like I haven't channeled for today. I was taking a friend to the airport, and we got down to the place where you go over the train tracks. And I thought, uh-oh, I need to get over the train tracks quick before the train comes. And I look, and I don't see any train. We go past, and I hear ding, 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 and here come the arms coming down. And I was like, oh, yay! So, yes, there is a lot of channeling. And mostly what I'm getting, I've got my eyes shut, and I'm just kind of being. And I notice that I'm getting a lot of images, a lot of like inside of houses, really detailed information, like inside of houses. And I guess I need to ask where I am.
Or even why it's coming up, you know, like what's important about it also could be an interesting question.
Yeah. I also had a white horse that came in. And I'm not exactly sure why. I can't remember what the situation was, but I was like, there's a white horse here.
So nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's always fun and curious, and we can always ask.
Yeah.
The what and the why and the, you know, all of that. Yeah. So thanks for sharing, Andrea. Kate, your hand's up. Please go ahead.
Okay. So last Wednesday, I had an appointment with an animal communicator because my cat is crazy. I think he's autistic, but turns out he has this something on the right hemisphere of his head. But when she came, she was recommended by a friend. She's a medium. And as soon as she walked in, sat down, she started talking about my family, like my brother Billy. I mean, how did she know even what my brother's name was, or that I had a brother? And he was 12 when he transitioned. And my younger sister and my older sister, who just recently passed away. So I'm having this kind of, oh my gosh, experience. And at the same time, a big download of information from out there, you know. And but it was very loving, and it helped me to I've been walking around with big guardrails, you know, have something over my mouth, something like this, because so much information is coming and I'm not really sure what to do with it. So I'm just going to start writing it down. I don't know what else to do with it. And occasionally, from time to time, I'll find myself in conversation with someone and it'll just start coming out, and they'll usually be a response like, wow, I was just thinking about that. And thank you for helping me put this on the plate to where I can look at it. And I mean, I don't know, but I find it a little bit intimidating, because there's so much information and a lot of it is deep. You know, it's personal. And so I've been keeping a low profile, hanging out at the pottery studio as much as I can in my garden while I'm looking for another place to live. So that's kind of what's going on.
Well, first of all, that sounds like a lot. And hopefully, as well as getting messages from your family on the other side, you also got some answers about your cat, because that's pretty interesting to have an animal communicator come over and maybe or maybe not knowing that they were a medium, but they dropped into their mediumship mode automatically for you. So that's interesting.
Right. She was supposed to be here about 45 minutes, and she was here about an hour and a half. And, you know, Buddy is just, he's his own being. And I don't really communicate well with him. I feel like I don't communicate with him. But this person said, you're communicating all the time with him, and he's communicating with you. You may not be conscious of it, but there's a strong bond and a strong communication going on. I could try using more words. So I've been practicing that this past week. And he actually seems to respond better. And so that's, you know, that's something.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm glad he's not, he does have some neurological issues, and it's not continuous, but when he has them, he's taught himself how to cope with them as best he can.
Yeah. Well, good. So, I'm glad you got some help for him as well as hearing from your family.
That was awesome to get that from my family.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just makes you wonder if your family, you know, sort of made it so that you ended up connecting with that communicator so they could share some messages with you.
Well, it according to this gal, Diane, I thought to myself, well, are they all camped out over here on the right where she's pointing to? This is where they all are. And I'm looking, and sometimes I sense other presences here, and it's pretty heavy sometimes. So I've got to open all the windows, the doors, and I'm thinking I need to smudge this place. I need to move. Really, I think that would help be the best for me. But
change of environment. Yeah. Well, thanks for all that, Cade. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? All right. So let's hear what the High Council of Orion has to say. Just going to write down the time for the recording. Right. Greetings, dear ones. We are the High Council of Orion. Collectively, let's open our hearts. Let's open our awareness to things beyond what we've considered before, because that we could say is a theme for today. Although the energy is such that many of you have considered the topic for today, but probably haven't considered that you could do it. So let's just be open in that safe way, not open in a way that makes one feel like they're too far open, but open in a way that your heart is anchored and you yourself, as you expand your energy field to include the more, include the extra communication, if you will, open up to receiving the messages, that you're doing it while you're still staying within your physical body. So it's not a leaving, it's an expansion. And we've talked about that before. And it's important to always feel yourself anchored in your physical body, because as you channel, as you grow, as you expand into that level of your potential, the ideal aspect of this is to allow it to also inform, if you will, change, transform, shift your human experience, so that you're not saying, well, this is my human life and this is my channeled or my spiritual life over here. Integration is the key. Integration and connection is the key with all of this. So you want to stay in your body and expand like you're in a bigger antenna to receive more. And it's receive more that filters into where you are right here and now, into your cells, into the information systems, into the energetic grid system that you are as a being of light. But let's open up today to begin to touch on where we're going to explore. And the way we're going to open it up today is with some questions to get provocative in a sense, meaning to provoke and to open up and to tease out some connections that you've had. So let's take a moment and consider how many of you have had a strong call, connection, draw to Atlantis or Lemuria, or Egypt, or indigenous cultures. And the oars could go on. Whether you're thinking about things that have historically been considered high times or elevated times on the planet, there are places and experiences that you're naturally drawn to and you resonate with. You may have studied them. You may have been curious about them. You may have traveled to some of those particular places. You may have artifacts from those places. You may have artwork in your home or decor in your home that reflects these things. Now, we're going to focus on those right now. But not only from the perspective of planet Earth. For some of you, you also have a similar kind of draw to other, we'll say, galactic civilizations or consciousness threads. We would call it a consciousness thread more than a civilization, but a civilization makes sense from a human perspective. You may have had a strong draw to a particular star system or galaxy or whatever in that way. Now, the reason this is coming up is, now some of you may have, for example, channeled already, maybe an Arcturian guide that came through. But we're going to open this up to be even more in this experience. What we're going to do is open up today to just one of these things. You might have a list of a place or a time that you have been positively curious about. Now, the reason it's said to be positively curious is because there could be places and times that evoke fear, suspicion, hesitation, worry, or just a general no in your body, in your mind, and your energy field. That could be related to places and people on the planet. It could be an interdimensional type of no around that. For example, you might know of somebody who has a very significant Pleiadian guide and you just think, I don't want to have anything to do with that. And so we're not talking about those the ones that you have hesitation around or the no around. We want to bring up the ones that you have a positive affinity for. Now, when it comes to Lemuria and Atlantis, and the history of those places are known, there's still a chance that even if a civilization fell, so to speak, there still could be a very positive association for you, that you spent the time reading books, studying, understanding what went on there. Some of you may actually feel very responsible. There are many on the planet right now who feel responsible for what happened there at that time, whatever those times are, when there was a transition with those civilizations. But we're going to invite you to just open up to what that might be for you right now. You don't have to get definitive about it, but there might be things that have been said already that you can relate to. There might be things that have not been said, but your memory is being sparked. Open up to what those places and times generally are, and it's okay if you start writing a list of those. But what we're going to do is open up to one of two things from one of those places for you. Number one would be a significant teacher, guide, family member, that type of, or friend, colleague from that time or space, or yourself in that other timeline that existed there. So that gives some pause in the energy, doesn't it? Because this hasn't been brought up this way before. But the reality is we can look at these things in the past, or they feel far away, time-wise, physical distance-wise, elusive. They quote-unquote don't exist anymore. Yet in the flow of consciousness where all time is now, those aren't past lives or past experiences or previous incarnations or whatever you want to say about it. They're all accessible now. And you can give yourself a greater understanding, perhaps even a sense of purpose around your connection to these significant events, because you already feel the reverberation, the draw, the magnetism that you have towards these times and places. So while this gives you a lot to think about and open to right now, let's take a pause here and we'll close this channeling moment and open, of course, with our presence always here, but we'll open to conversation and greater understanding about how the channeling will go today and even next time as well. Be blessed. We are the High Council of Orion. All right, so what do we think, folks? Let's just open up the floor. Let's talk about this. What are you feeling? What's coming up for you? Did you have a place in mind? Yes, Mireille.
A few years ago, I don't know if it was a dream or a nightmare, but I was in the bottom of the sea, trying to go up to breathe, to be able to breathe. And at the time, I was starting to, I took a course or on crystal. And I was so drawn to Lemurian crystal. And when I found out about Lemurian crystal, I never had that dream anymore. I understood I was coming from Lemuria. So that was my experience with it.
Wow. So that might be an interesting place for you to begin to explore today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. All right. Who else? Carol.
I have a trip planned to Egypt in November.
Wow.
And this started like almost a year ago, where I was planning to go. And the first trip didn't work out. And then this other trip popped up. So I said, oh, okay, good. I'm going to do it. And in the process, I was thinking about, okay, I was really drawn. I felt really called to go. And so during one of our channeling practices with the group that I work with, there was an Egyptian guide, spirit guide, that came forward. I don't know her name, but she was like a temple priestess type of individual. And I could visualize her, and others could see her too. So I just want to connect with her to help me prepare, you know, for my trip.
Awesome. Perfect.
And I've been thinking about this too, like thinking, oh, during channeling practice, I need to try to do that. I need to connect with that. And so here it is.
And here it is. Who else? Yeah, Andrea.
Well, the only thing I could think of was that I had a vision of being on a beach at one point, and we were all Polynesian women. And I don't know, we were doing something as the waves were coming in and then receding along the beach, and there was a cliff behind us. And so anyway, I was thinking it would be kind of fun to connect with them, because I gathered that they were ancestors.
Ah, okay.
And the lineage went back really far.
Great. Love it. Yeah, Melina.
So when I was a child, I used to pretend that by looking at anything, I could turn it into whatever I wanted to. So for example, I would see a cracked sidewalk, and I would say, I would imagine that I could change it into flowers, blooming flowers. And, you know, that I had that capability by simply looking at something and having the intent of changing it, it would be changed automatically, instantaneously. And later on, I found out that that was a trait that the Lemurians had, a quality that that they possessed. So I wonder if it's true.
Well, that would be fun if that's what you want to go explore and find out more about that. Right? That's very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I often wonder about those things, especially when we're young, that we feel or expect magic, and it kind of gets pushed out of us as we age. But I just feel like those have to be memories from other times and places. That's my feeling around it. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, who else? What are you feeling? Kevin, go ahead.
Kevin, she's shocked. Did I raise my hand? Yeah, it's interesting because this is really aligned with what's been going on with me the past couple of months, but also today specifically. I had this past life incarnation, and a name came through. I was having a conversation with a friend, Nampolo, which I think was Atlantean. But I keep notes on this stuff. And for the past 64 days, so 2 months, I've been doing this Taurus, running Taurus energy as a daily meditation. But this Nampolo incarnation, I was told, was and had reached enlightenment. Okay. And I felt it was connected to this whole Taurus energetic thing that I actually started doing spontaneously in the late 90s. But I started to do it as a discipline. And so this is kind of connected with what High Council is saying. And also as a child, the Orion constellation and the Pleiades, I was totally fascinated by. And I'm talking young. I'm talking grade school, middle school, and not with any kind of metaphysical context for that. That was just what I was drawn to. But it was funny when I did my cards, and everyone knows I do cards every day. I was pulling cards this morning. I pulled the Isis card, and coming out with it like a double pull was White Eagle, which ties into my whole Native American thing. And, of course, Kate and I are close friends and neighbors. This whole White Eagle thing was really a huge thing for me starting in 2017. And principal guide and whatever. But it's funny, when I really took the deep dive into metaphysics back in the mid-90s, the mentor I work with was an Isis channel. All right, so we have all these tie-ins with Egypt. And Carol, you're going to love it. I was there in 99. You're just going to love it.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, well, that's great. So do you know, I have a sense of where you want to go with that, Kevin, today?
Well, I'm just saying that I could go anywhere with it. I mean, the Atlantean connection, which actually ties into my initial Egypt connection. This is, again, from many years of readings and so on. Past life as an Atlantean priest who was one of the refugees from Atlantis winding up in Egypt. And I actually think that was the Nampolo incarnation.
Nice.
Right.
I am so curious about this one. Yay. All right. Who else would like to share? Curious about how this is landing. Reet, please go ahead.
I'm a little overwhelmed with this, but I was just... This is kind of silly, but Carol and I think Andrea were in Bimini together, and one of the dives, my flipper strap fell off. So I had a flipper that I had to put my hand in and one on my foot, and I couldn't keep up with the group. And I go, oh, I'm one of the mutants. This one didn't work. Oh, I'm one of the mutants. This didn't work. One hand with a flipper and one foot with a flipper. And I was like, I don't know if I want to explore that, but that was like, that's the only thing that kind of jumped out at me right now. I definitely have a connection to Lemuria and star families very much. But it is a little intimidating to me I feel like I'm kind of rusty to jump in and just like go for it.
Wasn't that where the steps of Atlantis where you lost?
Yeah, we were swimming it and the current was pretty strong and everybody was way ahead of me and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. Bimini day that we were trying to work with the Pyramid of Atlantis or something. Yes, it was very much an Atlantis. And that we had to escape. We had to escape a hurricane, but it was like we had to leave. It's like escape.
Hey, I remember doing all kinds of spheres for you guys getting
out
there.
Yes, that was pretty, we were pretty intense about it.
That was a number of years ago, but I remember like the word went out.
The word went out. We got to get out of here.
And that, just for everyone who didn't know, I mean, it was a real hurricane they were escaping.
It was a real hurricane.
This is not like a channeling hurricane. This, no. Or back in the days of Atlantis, they were there and literally trying to get out away from a hurricane.
Yeah.
They shut everything down in Florida and everything.
Everything was shut down. We like got the last car out or something, you know, like the last plane out, the last car.
Yeah.
It was quite an experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, and just so you know, I see your hand, Kate, just one second. When we go into this, the High Council of Orion is going to be guiding you. So if you're not sure, or if you've got multiple options, they're going to create a container to guide us into this experience for you to open up to what's there. Okay. So you're not going to be flying and flapping on your own. You'll have their support. Okay. Kate, please go ahead.
So for me, it's the Atlantean connection is strongly connected to music. So I'm like a music conductor, teacher, and composer. So whenever I am in the Atlantean point of view, it's just I'm overcome with the need to, I've got to have some music. I've got to get some tunes. And so the whole idea, I'm especially drawn to singer-songwriters. And yet I really can't play. I took clarinet in the fifth grade and have tap danced around a few different instruments. But so there's this whole expression that's constantly going on internally around music. And I think it started in Atlantis.
Oh, well, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Ooh, I'm so excited to see how this goes. So, Shala, do you have anything you'd like to chime in on?
My reception's pretty poor, so I probably will lose you if I try.
Yeah.
You're there at the moment, but... I mean, I could go lots of places, indigenous, Egypt, Atlantis. I feel like we've probably all been to all those places. So straw, I guess.
Right. And I think when the High Council of Orion came through earlier talking to me about this, is like, let's just take Atlantis or Lemuria, since that seems to be coming up a lot here in this group. And what they're saying here is that we want to do this based on positive experiences. So, and I'm not saying this is true for you, Shala, but if any of you know that it's a devastation, like your memory or your energetic signature around it is really terrible, for example. And I only say that because I have a sense of being in both Atlantis and Lemuria and Egypt and, you know, all these places, and I know what happened, but I'm not left scared of any of it for some reason. But you might be. I've worked with a lot of people who just have still residual terror, fear, worry, concern, sense of responsibility. I've worked with a lot of people who felt responsible in those two times and places, and also relative to Jesus being on the planet. I've talked to a lot of people who feel responsible for that. So if it's something that has a lot of negative charge, at least for tonight with our experience, we want to go for the things that feel either a really interesting curiosity, a fascination, a desire. It's something that feels yummy and good for you. And Candace and Alicia, I'll catch you up in a minute very briefly with what we're doing here. It's very different today. So let's see, did we get everyone? Oh, maybe we got everyone. Okay, I'm just looking at everyone's picture here. So Candace and Alicia, just very briefly, just so, because we're going to go into an experience with the High Council of Orion now, is their message today is about thinking about other times and places, like on the planet, that you might be really curious or fascinated with or have a strong resonance with. And, or it could be something, you know, out off planet, that it could be, you know, like the Pleiadians, the Orions, the Lyrans, the Arcturians, where not just that you maybe have channeled somebody from there or a being from there, but that you yourself have a very strong draw. Like, I've known people who have a very strong affinity or draw, say, for example, to Arcturus. Now, do I know I've been there? Yeah. Am I curious about it? Not at all. Does it tug on my heartstrings? Nah. But I know I've been there, but it's not curious to me. Now, Orion is, and that for me is number one. But I mean, and that might sound obvious because I channel the High Council of Orion, but I know I've been in a lot, and the Lyrans are more curious to me, and they're one of the lesser star beings on the planet right now, not lesser in terms of capacity, just in terms of numbers. So we just have this natural affinity or curiosity about either some other time and place on this planet, or it could be some kind of galactic civilization, or did anyone remember what the High Council of Orion just called it?
It was something like thread of consciousness or some thread of something.
Oh, right. A consciousness stream or something like that.
Stream, something.
Yeah. Okay. So what we're going to be doing, and guided by the High Council of Orion in a few minutes, is opening up to that. So let's just say you have a strong affinity for Lemuria, just using that as an example, because that's come up several times already. And the High Council of Orion is going to guide us, all of us together, but you're each going to be on your own journey based on where you're curious about going to, and to connect with one of two types of beings from there. Either number one would be like a teacher, a guide, a family member, a colleague, somebody that's a energy being now, but that's connected with that, who can share information with you, or yourself in that lifetime or when you were there. So the idea is there's a potential here for you to channel who you were then, but I'm going to say it relative to what the High Council of Orion just said, is who you are there now. Because, you know, they talked about it. You know, we experience time, and we all know this. We experience time, space, and those things. But if it's all in the now, they're all concurrent. So it's like tapping into that soul aspect of yourself that's in that experience right now, and see what they have to share. So it's wildly different than what they brought up before. And so that's what we're going to do. Are there any questions around that?
We need a notebook or something. I don't have a notebook.
Okay, go grab one if you want. Yep. If you need to grab something to write on, please go ahead and do so. And for Alicia and Candace, you can kind of sit and see what feels right here. But like I said, the High Council of Orion is going to talk us through this initially, and you're going to tap into someone, something, and or information stream. And then we're going to come out of that experience and chat about it, and then go from there. All right. Ready to go? So let me just Okay. Greetings, dear ones. We are the High Council of Orion. And we gather here again, not that we disconnected when we signed off, if you will, before, and we're connecting now. We stay present and supportive in the energetic field, no matter what, every time we gather. But this will be a new experience that is outside of what is traditionally thought of as channeling, yet it is, of course, channeling. And in a sense, you could say this is about channeling things that are very personal to you in terms of your soul's understanding, your history, how you understand yourself right now in your current time frame. So, as was said before, the experience today will be one of opening up to and allowing an experience with a source that has been personal to you in another time, place, maybe dimension or reality. It could have been a prior civilization or experience or time frame on this planet. It could have been the same thing in some other galactic or stellar experience, really a different level of vibrational consciousness in that regard. So the guidance will be generalized so that it can meet everyone's needs. So let's get into this and begin the experience. And you'll be invited if you feel comfortable, if you feel safe, if this feels optimal for you to close your eyes down. And become present, dropping your awareness into your heart as always, such an essential part of these openings. For as humanity progresses, the energy and the connection and the information processing and the understanding will shift from the head to the heart as time goes on. This is what happens in higher ages. It's a key component of living at a higher dimensional, higher receptivity is being anchored in the heart. But let's allow ourselves to be there, feeling as if we're settling in deeply, getting cozy, so to speak, feeling comfortable in the heart. And you can even feel yourself receiving and sending each breath in and out of your heart. And with each in-breath and out-breath, you can imagine energy coming from all directions coming in and out of your heart, enlivening that space, expanding that space for you. And take that moment to feel, intend, and choose to be in a more expansive vibratory field. And just imagine yourself opening up your energetic field literally in all directions. Because a multidimensional being sources multidimensionally, not unilaterally, not in one direction. So open yourself up, and you know what that feels like. Being relaxed yet anchored in your body and in your heart. And now begin opening up to whatever was sparked by the conversation that was had before. A particular time and place. A particular place on the planet that you feel very drawn to. A connection to a memory. When we're not opening up to the guide yet in particular, just open up to that experience. It's really coming out of your soul's cellular memory, we would say. And if you're surprised, if you thought you were going in with one thing and now you find yourself opening to something else, allow that to be fine. Notice as you open to connecting with that experience how you feel. Notice your emotions, how your body feels. Some of you might even notice a difference in your thought patterns. A physiological or sensory difference. Or perhaps even an awareness of what you might be seeing behind your closed eyes or experiencing. And allow yourself to land in that time and that place. And it's not that you've traveled there, but your awareness has shifted. Because this is all part of your soul's memory field. And now let's open up to one of two things, a teacher, a guide, a loved one, somebody of importance to you from that significant time or place who's ready, willing, and able to share. And without force, just allow your breathing to become an invitation. Invite them to come in. Let them know you're here now. Trusting that they will come forward. And it could be that what feels right and appropriate for you is to connect with and call in. Expand your awareness to include who you specifically were in that time and place. Be open to the variety of ways the guide or the teacher or the loved one or who you were to show up. Your gender might be different. Your physicality might be different. And open. If your mind gets busy, just draw your awareness back down to your heart and remind yourself that you're listening, receiving, processing through the space of your heart. And as this energetic being comes forward to you, more into your awareness, whether it's energetic, whether, and so it's, you just know, whether you have a vision, however you're receiving them, create a greeting to them through your heart. And then in your mind's eye, however you wish to communicate with them, whether you want to speak out loud in your space, whether you speak to them in your mind, whether you write things down, just create that initial connection with a greeting, a hello, an exchange. And then begin sharing with them any memory that you might have or curiosity or your natural draw, whatever your experiences are now that create that connection to the time, the space, the planetary dimension. Begin to share with them that. If you have a question, you can ask it of them, or you can simply allow yourself to receive what they wish to share. And we will be silent now for a while as you engage in this experience for yourself. All right. Excuse the interruption. Allow yourself to lift a bit from the moment you're in. Yet stay in connection with whomever you connected with in this experience. And thank them for the exchange. And before you fully leave this, feel the energy that's been exchanged. Feel any energetic shift in you that's noticeable at this moment. Of course, this is just a beginning. But you may feel a greater sense of peace or acceptance, of understanding, of alignment, of connection, of solidarity. Of resonance. So thank them for showing up. Thank the space that you've created. Bringing your awareness and your energy anchored back into your heart. And deepen your breath so you begin to become more aware of your physical body. Feeling your body in the chair or wherever you're sitting or reclining. Become aware of the space around you. And come back to your present moment in this time frame, this timeline, this incarnation. Feel anchored into your human body right now. And then when you're ready, please open your eyes. Depending on how you feel there, you know, just have a drink, move your body around, stretch it out, maybe. Sometimes it helps to just, you know, touch your body, wake it up. I'm back here now. So I'm very curious. How was that? Who would like to kick off the sharing? What happened? Yes, Andrea.
My cat chose that moment to sit on the mouse. I was curious about the Egypt connection in the Grand Canyon and the cave that was found there. And then I was shown a portal that opened that came from Egypt to the Grand Canyon. And what I could see was a big sun-like portal with a stream and then cave walls, but it was open to the sky, and a single person came through. And it was a woman. She looked like an indigenous woman, and she had a horse with her. And she had assistance from a star being that opened the portal. There was a need to escape from a situation and bring the rest of the people with them. and she had tested the portal before and found it to be true. But she couldn't get the people to follow her because the other leaders didn't believe and they didn't see the portal. So she was the lone person that came through, and then she ended up living in a cave waiting for a very long time, keeping like a fire burning so that others could see the fire and maybe that had come through the portal, but no one ever came. It was very interesting.
Wow. Very interesting. Yeah. So she came through a portal to this planet, not a portal leaving the planet.
No, she actually came, there was a portal that was opened by a star being in Egypt. It was on a hill. She could see, as she looked up this hill, this big portal that looked like a giant sun. And she walked through it, but she could not get anybody else to follow her.
Okay, so between Egypt and the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Got it.
Now there got to be Egyptian artifacts in the Grand Canyon. Interesting. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Fascinating. Yeah. Fascinating. It
turned out she was me.
She was you.
She was me.
Yeah. Wow. Even more to explore with that. Wow.
Yeah. Fun.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Woof. All right. Way to kick it off. Who else would like to share what your experience was? Reet.
I connected with an aspect of me in Lemuria, and it was a very beautiful, simple life of a young woman, didn't have kids yet, hadn't been married or whatever, but just, and Lemuria is big, but she lived on the coast and connected with the mer people and the dolphins and whales a lot. So hello. And it was just very, very simple food, just gentle, lovely, kind of tropical. And I was almost thinking of Moana, that cute movie with the just little happy villagers, or the Whale Rider, the young woman that was the young girl that was in Whale Rider. You know, those kinds of. But then I was like, well, yeah, I grew up at the beach. It's not tropical, but warm enough to get in the water, and you know, I like simple foods, and it was like, and I like whales and dolphins. So it was like kind of this thread, and we were kind of just having my life's like this, oh, my life's like this, kind of back and forth. So it was, and it was cool.
Very nice.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thanks. That's exciting. All right. Who else? Carol.
Well, I decided I was going to try to connect with my Egyptian guide and an Egyptian lifetime. And it was, what I got was, I was a younger woman, like a student, a young priestess. I want to say Alexandria, because there was a great library and there were all these scrolls that I was studying, but I was working with different people. But my main guide was a woman, and she said, you probably would have difficulty pronouncing my name, so just call me Ami.
Mm.
And so I was studying with other master teachers, but I was really fascinated by medicines, making medicines, and how they had different groups and plants, and then talking about tones and like using different instruments to bring out, enhance different properties within the plants and the herbs and whatever they were using.
Wow.
And then towards the very end, they were, and so each grouping of instruments created different tones and frequencies to change the impact of these medications. And then also they took me into different levels of sacred chambers, which also, because of the ceremonies that were done in these chambers, also had an impact on these healing and healing medications, potions, and what have you. And it was fascinating. I was just, it was in some ways, it borrows on what we do now, but then it's taking it so much further because they were so familiar with the use of frequencies and vibrations and tones and the healing properties of those things. So it was pretty fascinating.
That's wonderful. And so Ami was the guide who was showing you all of that? Like, and was that the one you connected with before?
Yes.
Wonderful. Yes. Woof. That's exciting.
I know. It was like, wow.
Yeah. Can't wait to see where that goes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing. Anyone else? Candace, please go ahead.
Yeah, it was really cool. I thought I was going to go to Egypt, but then when we started going in, I wanted to go to the time of Jesus. And then it turned into, it was all three at once. So it was me at the time of Jesus and like in that community, and then my Egyptian self overseeing the conversation. So like, kind of like, it felt like the Egyptian version of me knew things that neither I nor the one at that time, like in of Jesus, knew. So it was like holding that sort of information and that consciousness. And then we were having an exchange, and then there was a friend of the person of me at the time of Jesus who was also there, who was like just present but wasn't participating but was in support. But it really felt like we were just exchanging, and I was sharing with them things that I felt could be of support that I've learned like from now for that time. And it really felt like very real.
Wow. You know,
not like fantasy, like it not didn't feel like a imaginary. I felt like this is really happening.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Wow. That was very intricate, right?
Intricate. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Who else? Yeah, Mireille.
Yeah, I wanted to connect with either Lemuria or Bluestone people. In fact, they connected with me a few months ago, and I work more and more with them during the Reiki sessions. So, and I find out a little bit more today. So it seems we are the same family. We are all one. And they are from a blue planet outside of the galaxy. And they are specialized in mental, emotional healing.
Wow.
So I get some information I knew about, find out earlier, but I find out a little bit more today. And of course, they want me to connect with them more often to find out more and more. So it was really interesting.
Wow. Now, and the Blue Stone people.
Yeah.
And you said that came through your work with Reiki. Is
it was from channeling a few months ago, and I decided to include them. I've been asked to include them during my Reiki session.
Nice.
So they bring healing. They help bring healing at a deeper level on emotional, mental level.
Wow. Fabulous. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This is so exciting. That's so interesting. That will be fun to see what continues to evolve for you with that.
Yeah.
I love that. All right. Who else wants to share? Kate. Do you want to unmute yourself, Kate?
I connected with a teacher, and it turns out that this teacher has incarnated with me many times, and always as a very young person, like 7 years old, as me, the student, and then this teacher would show up. And their job was to jumpstart me so I wouldn't fall through the cracks. So evidently, these learning differently is something that I have brought into every incarnation, every one. But not to judge that as a bad thing, because it opened up other realms for me to just be open to all the time, and they were not ever shut. So because they're open, then I'm learning differently. I'm learning differently. And to just be grateful that it's time for me to just be grateful and not think of it as some kind of affliction or, you know, disability.
Wow, that's huge.
So that, you know, I mean, I'm actually breathing deeper. I can actually feel myself breathing deeper. And that's pretty awesome.
That's wonderful.
But I'm going to use the expression come to Jesus talk, because it's, let me tell you the way it really is here. And I just wrote it down. So yay. Very cool. Very cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing all that. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyone else? Kevin?
I went exactly where I anticipated going to connect with my past life, Atlantis / Egypt. What was interesting was that in talking about what happened with Atlantis, you know, you have a lot of stories about their technology going wild and them bringing their own destruction. But it was the asteroid strike, the Younger Dryas, that ejected him and his followers out of Atlantis. But he had anticipated the changes, so he wasn't actually in Atlantis when it was destroyed. But it was funny because in terms of the energy work, he recommended that I use this. When I was in Egypt in 1999, I had a really interesting metaphysical experience. I was at the Giza Plateau, and I was traveling from the plateau south to Saqqara, which is the next pyramid site south of Giza. And I pulled my horse up short. I was going through this small, gully or whatever. And I asked my guide, and I was with a Canadian and an Egyptian man, and I literally was stopped dead in my tracks. And I said, "What is this place?" And the Egyptian guy was just like, "Well, there's nothing here." And I pointed specifically to a place in the ground, and we had some time constraints. So I said, "We have to return to this place when I come back." Now, what the guy had done was when I was in Saqqara, he went back and he started digging. All right. And he actually found multiple crystals, but I actually found this one myself. But in terms of specific information to help me now, in terms of what I was doing, this past life self recommended I incorporate this in my Taurus energy meditations to help really focus in the energy and amplify it and use crystals to amplify what I was doing, specifically telling me to dig this out. And that's why I turned off my video, is going through a box to find this. So
you know what kind of crystal that is, Kevin?
Honey calcite, I believe. I never had it identified by an expert, but I'm pretty certain that it's honey calcite. And it's a sedimentary type crystal, no, formed in seawater. Anyone, if you dig, by the way, Carol, if you dig around when you're at the Giza Plateau, you will find seashells, not a lot of evidence of marine life there. So it's not just a desert. It's a seafloor.
Wonderful. How exciting.
Hey.
It's going to be fun to see how that, you know, just obviously working with that guide. And then also, you know, what you're already doing and how it might change or transform as you incorporate the crystal. Yeah. Woof. You guys are awesome. Anyone else want to share? Hey, did anyone have trouble with it? No. Okay. Awesome. So, so we still have 30 minutes, and let me just tune into the High Council for a second, because they gave me a couple options earlier. Since I, when I was working this out, I said, but I don't know about the timing of all this. So let me just talk to them for a second, please. Oh, all right. Let's see. Okay. Just a, I'm arguing with them a little bit, just a minute. I'm not arguing, not fighting, but you know, like. Oh God. All right. All right. So, all right. It's an evening of firsts. So, with the time remaining that we have, what their suggestion is that we go, you break up into groups of three, at which that's why I'm counting. It's like, does that work? I think it does. One, two, three, one. Yeah. Okay. It works. So they can suggest something to me. It's like, I don't know if that's going to work. I've got to count you all out. Break up into groups of three. And in your little group of three, it's just going to be, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes each, just a little bit of time. Wait, does that make sense? No, it could be five, less than 10 minutes each. And what you're going to do is in that group, whomever, if you feel that this is appropriate, but if it feels like it is, all right, so you can do what you want when you get in there. But whomever it is that you just brought through, so I'll just go back to Kevin because he spoke most recently, he could ask that guide he just connected with to come through and just share a little bit of something for each of the other two people in the group. Okay. And I know what you just brought through was personal, but that's their suggestion. Everyone feel comfortable with that? And if for some reason you don't, then just channel whomever or sit back and ask the other people to channel. But that's what their suggestion is. Just as a way of getting comfortable working with these other, these new I mean, some of you were familiar with them, but the way you've connected with them and gone a little deeper. Okay. I just have to figure out where the breakout rooms are now. Because the whole bottom of the screen looks different. There we go. All right. Does anyone have any questions? Do you feel comfortable with that? Are we good? Okay. And just do your best. Have fun. If you feel like you need to sit out, sit out. Okay. I'm going to create the breakout rooms. And I know we didn't take a break. If you need to go run, take a bio break, just run and then get into your room. Okay. Sorry, I completely forgot about that. So I'm going to assign you now, and I'll pull everyone out about 5 minutes before the top of the hour. Have fun. Welcome back. So, how was that? Got some thumbs up? All right. Does anyone want to share what that was like?
I'll share.
Great.
I tuned into Kevin's crystals. And there was a huge energy download that came with them. And they're really important. It'll be interesting to see what else he discovers about them.
Wonderful. Sounds exciting. Who else? Reet?
We just had a very pleasant little quick, Melana said her guide was saying, just imagine the outcome that you want in healing, but also in anything. So that was kind of for all of us. And then it was like, mine was just enjoy the simple things. You don't need all the bling and the, you know, fancy foods and everything. Just like really enjoy the simple. And Morella was just like, really focus on the healing. You know, it was just lovely. We just kind of shared.
Great.
And from our other aspects, it was very pleasant.
Love that. I love that. Great. Who else? Anyone else, I guess I should say. Candace, please go ahead.
Yeah, I was with Kate and Carol, and they were both so powerful in their messages. I was like, wow. I was just impressed. Whoa. I'm with some serious teachers here. I was a little slightly intimidated, maybe, by the energy that came forward to share. But like in a really positive way, like in awe. And I enjoyed the information that came through. I think it's funny that Kate, the guide that came through, said that I could be a stand-up comic.
You could be.
If I wanted to be. And I thought that was so funny. It's actually come up other times that people, they're like, who wanted to become stand-up comedy, they're like, I could make a whole show just on you. And I was just like,
it's so good or not.
I know, right? But I just took it as good. Why not?
But you could channel all these different people.
But they just like, actually another person too, actually, who was like into stand-up comedy was like, they can make a whole show just that, like about things that I say or like how I am. So I just thought that was funny. And I was like, this is so interesting. This is coming out here.
So. Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. And congratulations to Carol and Kate also for their contribution that way. Well, so this was kind of, this was, do you guys all feel this was different this time compared to what we've done before? Yeah. And so, you know, thanks for playing along, so to speak. I mean, I, you know, like, you know, you've heard me say it 100 times, like, I'm just here to be the conduit for them. And that's what they wanted to do. What I do is particularly love is what started happening earlier when they were guiding you through your own experience. I feel like that's opening up a lot for each of you. And it will be interesting to see. It feels right now like next time we meet, there's going to be some kind of follow through with this. But they didn't tell me what it is yet. So obviously you have plenty to do from all of our meetings. And I know some of you meet regularly anyway, but maybe begin playing with or channeling more, whatever you started here, and see how that goes in the next month before we meet again. Our next meeting is October 18th at 8:00 Eastern time. So 5 Pacific, 6 Mountain, 7 Central. 8 East Coast time. And, you know, you'll get the reminder emails coming out anyway. And I will get this video processed as soon as I can and out to you. And as you know, mostly based on how busy David is, who helps actually get it up, but it'll hopefully be up very soon. It was a pleasure, everyone. And if you're watching the replay, I hope you enjoyed this and you could still go on the guided experience with the High Council of Orion. And maybe next time we'll be doing some more shared experiences with this. We'll see. Anyway, happy equinox, which is officially tomorrow. And whatever you do for that or however you observe that, happy Rosh Hashanah if you're Jewish and now's that time for you. And I'll see you next month. Love you all. Bye.
Bye.